This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont colleges often play host to guest lecturers and visiting dignitaries and scholars. Students, faculty, and community members turn out for campus lectures because the speakers have experience to share, and often a strong point of view that will spark conversation and debate. This week, Middlebury College finds itself in a situation that has vexed many colleges around the country. When is a controversial speaker a useful catalyst for discussion, and when is he or she a provocation that causes harm instead of learning? A student group called the American Enterprise Institute Club invited Charles Murray to speak on campus this Thursday. Murray is an AEI fellow who's most famous for arguing that intelligence is a predictor of socioeconomic status and that there are differences in intelligence that fall on racial lines. The lecture is co-sponsored by the Political Science Department. The chair of Middlebury College's Political Science Department, Bert Johnson, describes Charles Murray this way.
He has authored a number of books, most well-known for a book called The Bell Curve, written a little over 20 years ago, and his most recent book, Coming Apart. And he's extremely controversial because in both of those works and in other writings, he has made arguments about the immutable nature of hierarchy, particularly racial hierarchy. So we acknowledge that he is an extremely controversial speaker, and we want to make it clear that any co-sponsorship does not represent agreement with his views.
But the head of the sociology and anthropology department, Michael Sheridan, is opposed to this speech by Murray. He is working with a group of people on campus to plan a response to the talk. I spoke with him this morning and asked Professor Sheridan to characterize Charles Murray's work.
Is it scholarship is one of the core questions. The gold standard of how academic scholarship happens is through peer review. Peers in a discipline staying current with a literature, keeping up on a topic, carrying that debate forward is part of responsible scholarship. And I see a lot of what Murray is doing as being resurrecting very old debates from the 19th century about evolution of races and from the early 20th century about eugenics and bringing breathing new life into these old topics as if they were current and thereby making them current, whereas many other aspects of social science have moved on to very new paradigms and topics. So that's what he's not engaging the rest of his own discipline. So the issue with Murray is that his work is not peer-reviewed, and when it does get post-publication peer review, people tend to find that it's full of claims that are not well supported, misinterpretation of data, methodological problems in how particular social statistics get converted into conclusions. I think that he's more of a scientific racist pseudoscientist rather than a straight-up political scientist.
So is your opposition to having him on campus based on the fact that you see this as pseudoscience, or that you find him offensive, or that he claims to be an academic and yet is not because he's not being peer-reviewed?
I'm not opposed to his presence on campus. I think that he should speak. What I'm opposed to is giving him a larger and more legitimate soapbox than I think he deserves. So having him speak, it's going to be on Thursday at 4:30, having him speak at that event, where he might take a couple of questions at the end, gives him a chance to lay out exactly what he thinks on issues of class and race and social science without giving an opportunity for subjecting him to that peer review, in effect, live. What I would like to see would be him to appear on campus as part of a panel, as part of a structured debate, as a way to engage him on his ideas, and therefore have faculty and students show him and each other how to carry forward a respectful and a constructive debate on these issues. So it's not a should he speak or should he not speak issue for me. It's how should he speak.
It's a student group that brought him to campus, and the Department of Political Science has co-sponsored that event. Shouldn't the students get to decide how they want to present this speaker?
Of course. Students are very free to bring speakers as they see fit. Part of the issue here is the poli-sci department co-sponsorship. So that gives a bit of a veneer of legitimacy in academic terms to the event. I haven't contacted any of the students about this, so I don't know what their motivations. But I suspect that this invitation was precisely in order to get a vigorous debate going. And I think they have succeeded in that goal.
Do you anticipate that there will be some sort of visible protest then on Thursday?
I think so. I hope that it is respectful and peaceful and, in effect, demonstrates how to engage controversy in a way that allows free speech to continue, because that's what it is, one of the highest values that we have as an academic community. So we don't want to shut things down, but to identify when something wrong is being said to get those voices out there. So the actual nature of the protest, I don't know. From Googling around how people on other campuses have responded to Murray, I don't remember if it was Princeton or Swarthmore, but faculty and staff and students went to his talk dressed in black, apparently. And then as he began to speak, they stood up and left.
One of the things that I've been interested in is this question of how those forces should be balanced. That idea that you say free speech and different ideas should not only be tolerated, but should be encouraged in a campus setting. And yet you also want to have people feel safe, feel respected, feel like they're valued on campus.
Right. I feel like I'm walking sort of an ethical tightrope here. I think many academics do have a dual commitment to free speech and fair speech. And in this case, going back to where I started, basically, the idea that Murray has the opportunity to present his views without a chance for rebuttal is problematic to me. And so getting as many voices as possible into the debate would be what I would like to have happened instead of what is happening. So having underrepresented campus groups, student groups, faculty groups, minority groups, religious groups, however structured, have a place at that table would, I think, make a more informative and a better learning experience for the event. That is, this event should be something about learning for the academic community. And having more people talking at once with Murray would do more, I think, than having him alone with a microphone.
That's Professor Michael Sheridan. He chairs the Middlebury College Department of Sociology and Anthropology. At the top of the segment, we heard a comment from the chair of the Political Science Department, which has co-sponsored Charles Murray's visit to campus. I asked Bert Johnson this morning, what does it mean for his department to co-sponsor a controversial lecture?
My policy about co-sponsorship has always been to ask two questions. One, whether it's related to political science, and Charles Murray is in one way or another related to political science. He's a political science PhD, and he's been very influential in policy circles, especially over the last 25 years. So it seems that he's related to political science. And then number two, is there a community that would be interested in hearing him? And that was met as well by this group of students who approached me. I want to make it clear that a co-sponsorship is not tantamount to an endorsement. And part of why I have such a broad policy on co-sponsorship is because I do not want anyone to imply that my personal view has anything to do with the department's co-sponsorship of events.
But when you say that, the decision to still sponsor it as opposed to saying, you know, this is not a viewpoint that most of the department shares and yet we're co-sponsoring, I mean, is that a stand based on we don't determine the rightness or wrongness of a speaker?
This is a topic that's been debated within the department over the last few days, and I don't want to speak for my colleagues because there are various views on this about what co-sponsorship means. My views, I want to be very cautious about saying that my view should determine, my personal view should determine a co-sponsorship, because who knows what other speaker in the future could be denied under a policy that allows one's personal views to implicate that decision. I got to say, I have the greatest respect for my colleague, Mike Sheridan, who's opposing the speech, and I have tremendous respect for all those on that side. And I probably agree with them on more than I disagree with them on. But I made my decision based on those criteria, which I think are relatively neutral criteria. It is purely symbolic. I think what we are doing is signaling that this is political science related and maybe of interest to students.
One of the criticisms that Mike Sheridan lays out is that he's not opposed to having Charles Murray come to speak on campus. He's opposed to the platform and the format, that Charles Murray isn't going to necessarily have to respond to his critics, that it's not a panel discussion where somebody's asking him tough questions. It's sort of an open platform for him to say what he wants. And I'm wondering if you share that criticism or if it matters.
Well, I certainly hope that people ask him tough questions. I hope and I trust that there will be people in that room who will challenge him on some of these views, which I do not believe are very well supported by data. I could support a shift to a debate format if he is willing to do so and if the group that's sponsoring it is willing to do so. One thing we're doing as a department is we're scheduling a gathering in the days leading up to the event where we in the department explain our views on Charles Murray's work so that we can talk about some of the flaws in his research in a way that conveys information to the broader public.
One of the other criticisms that Professor Sheridan laid out was that he doesn't believe Charles Murray is using any kind of rigorous academic structure for his work, that he portrays himself as a political scientist. As you have both pointed out, he has a PhD in political science, and yet he's not doing peer review. And Professor Sheridan believes he's not actually using up-to-date data to argue for his points. So to your point about him being in political science and having this degree, does it matter whether or not he's actually using a rigorous academic critique as part of his work?
I think it definitely matters, and I actually agree with Mike Sheridan on that. I think his evidence it's certainly not peer-reviewed, and I do not think his evidence is very strong. In fact, that's not strong at all in favor of his point of view. But what we do as academics is we try to unpack people's arguments and take them apart in an open format, and that's what we hope we'll be doing over the next few days.
How would you describe the conversations that are happening on campus and in the ether about this visit that's upcoming?
I think, in a way, this has been very positive. I think everybody has treated each other, at least to the extent that I have seen, with a tremendous amount of respect. People are having very intense and passionate arguments in ways that I think are very productive. And my view of the department, of the college, of my colleagues, of Mike Sheridan, has all just grown more proud and respectful over the last few days because of this dialogue that we've been having. I think it's a tremendous sign about us as a community.
That's Professor Bert Johnson, chair of the Middlebury College Political Science Department. Charles Murray is scheduled to speak on campus Thursday afternoon.